Haiti's gang violence is threatening the future of its youth. But soccer is providing at least one avenue of hope and escape. For the first time ever, the Haitian women's national team has qualified for the World Cup this summer. And youth soccer programs are looking for more support to help keep kids out of gangs that have taken over the country. WLRN's Tim Padgett tells us more.
Jean-Louis is a 14-year-old boy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. We're not using his last name for safety reasons. He lives in one of Port-au-Prince's worst slums, Cité Soleil. He told us by WhatsApp that this sound, gang gunfire, is what he hears in his neighborhood almost daily. What Jean-Louis says Haitian kids like him don't hear enough of is this sound. It's the sort of soccer practice he regularly attends. It's run by a youth support nonprofit called PhoneDaps. Thanks to the program, Jean-Louis has high aspirations and wants to be a lawyer someday. A lot of times we have to hide under our beds, Jean-Louis says, of the gang violence. It's the only safe place we have. That and the soccer field. That's where I learn respect for things. PhoneDaps isn't new. It's been around for 16 years.
It is my honor to present CNN hero Patrice Mie.
In 2011, its founding director, Haitian businessman Patrice Mie, won a CNN Heroes Award for helping thousands of kids rebound from Haiti's 2010 earthquake. But the mission for Mie and PhoneDaps today is broader and more urgent. It's about preventing kids from joining gangs, the gangs that control most of Port-au-Prince and much of the rest of the country, gangs that terrorize Haitians through murder, kidnappings, and hijackings of crucial necessities like food. The UN estimates more than 600 people were killed last month in Haiti's gang violence, and more than 115,000 children are expected to experience malnutrition this year.
The gangs are worse than the earthquake. Much, much worse.
I met Mie in Miami. He comes here for treatment for the cancer he was diagnosed with 17 years ago. That illness motivated him to start PhoneDaps. The name is an acronym paying tribute to Haiti's patron saint, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. PhoneDaps teaches kids soccer, of course, but also self-improvement, like community service and civics, and it gives them food to take home. All of that is critical, Mie says, because so many of them are from communities like Cité Soleil, where gangs rule.
It's very difficult to keep a kid out of gangs. If they want to have some money, whatever they want, they have to go into gang. But when a kid goes to the soccer field, there is no violence. And he receives some food. So when he goes back to his family, he comes with something and he's very proud. And he will see that the good people are on the soccer field. And the bad people are in the gangs.
PhoneDaps has mentored several role models for Haitian kids, including Roslord Borgella.
Una contra tres, Borgella, la del gol. Borgella, dentro del área, Borgella casi nos vacuna otra vez.
That's Univision's call of Borgella on a fast break for the Haitian women's national soccer team against Mexico last year. Today, she's Haiti's leading scorer. Borgella, who grew up in poverty near Port-au-Prince, spoke to me from Dijon, France, where she plays professionally today.
When a girl is hungry in Haiti, that may lead her to do terrible things, like join a gang. I hope our soccer success will motivate more people to help train more Haitian kids to pursue a dream, any kind of dream, as I was able to do.
There's a growing consensus that there are two main ways to at least weaken Haiti's gangs: cut off the flow of guns being smuggled to them, and reduce the number of kids and teenagers they exploit. But Haiti's public education system is wrecked. That's a big reason American philanthropists like Tracy Gregorowitz of New York are financial supporters of programs like PhoneDaps.
The threat of gangs on the well-being of Haitian children is huge. Just being able to be kids, you know, it's a luxury in Haiti. Organizations like PhoneDaps are really lifelines, and they are not supported enough, and I don't really understand why.
Haitian diaspora nonprofit groups like the IET Community Trust in Miami are sponsoring programs ranging from sports to music to agribusiness. U.S. State Department agencies have also started projects such as vocational training. Right now, it seems soccer is leading the way, but a lot more fields and balls and shoes and equipment and food will be needed. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And today on our podcast, Here and Now, Anytime, we hear from the spouses of active duty military members across the country who say they feel overwhelmed and isolated.
I didn't know how it would feel as a mom to watch my kids cry because they miss their dad.
I see a lot of the 1950s and not reflective of a two-person working family.
Well, there's a new pilot peer support group that aims to help them find connections and resources. You can hear what it's meant to the people who need it most on Here and Now Anytime, your destination for a mix of the day's news and a meaningful conversation. Find it wherever you listen.